I'm always happy. I use the talents I possess. I am reminded on my morning walks in the woods that the woods would be silent indeed if no birds sang except those that sang the best. If we go through life, this is Dr. Herbert Farley, Dean of the University of Healing here, and the thought for today. I wanted to get going on this wonderful topic. If we go through life only waiting until we can give our best before we give, we'll have a problem. I was thinking about a mother whose son is going through some difficult circumstances this morning. And I was thinking how the mother might say to her son, "Son, I know you're going through difficult circumstances and I understand them, but that's not the important thing. The important thing is I love you. The important thing is I stand by you under all circumstances, under whatever you're doing, to do whatever your choice is. I don't make your choice for you. I don't decide for you. I just stand by you and I love you. Now come on over here. I'm going to give you a big hug and a kiss, and I'm going to hold you for a little while, just like you were when you were my little boy." And you know what would happen? He'd melt. Mm. And he'd feel like he was really cared, because a mother can say, "I'm with you, I'm behind you." Yeah, but when you put in that emotional love of giving him a big hug and a big kiss, so what if he's 18? So what if he's 30? So what if he's 50? So what if he's 80, you know? And if you're a mama and he's 80, you're doing pretty good. But it doesn't matter what the age is. Whenever there's a feeling of hurt, whenever there's a feeling of need, if we can just reach out and give our love without condition, without saying, "Now you do it my way. Now I've taught you, why did you do these things to get yourself in this mess, you know? Why did you rob that bank? Why did you hurt that person? Why did you be unkind to your wife? Why, you know?" But you don't say that. That's none of our business. Our business is only to see everything in divine order and to love them. Now, if you're going to wait until you are a proven, fantastic practitioner before you love your own child, well, it's going to be a cold, wet winter. You want to always give your love. You're not going to wait until your song is top of the line. Do you think that the wonderful singers of stage, screen, and opera wait until they're at their prime or their peak before they go on stage? No. A lot of them go on stage prematurely. But they do well. They do well. They're good singers. They're beautiful. But you see, they're good singers and they're beautiful. Now, give another 5 years or 10 years, and they'll be exquisite. But they don't know that. They don't know that. They don't know what they're going to be, and they cannot compare themselves to what they're going to be, and that's the only comparison they might possibly make, is to themselves. Because if they compare themselves to some other beautiful singer, some other fantastic man whose voice is like Mario Lanza, and you know, every time he opens his mouth, it's like a concert coming out, you know, beautiful. Wouldn't it be wonderful to be able to do that if that were our calling? If our calling were to sing, wouldn't it be wonderful if we could just sing our hearts out at any time and be glorious? Ooh, well, we can. And what is the art of being glorious? Anybody got the word for it?
Liking myself.
Indeed. I like myself. When you like yourself, you are glorious. And you don't care. And I told you before, my wife always picked on me. She always said, "Herb, you can't sing very well." And here I was leading the singing of the group, and I was on stage singing, and I was doing all these things. She says, "You don't sing good." So she'd play for me on the piano, and she'd play the notes exactly correct according to the piece, the way they're written, and I would sing them the way I liked them. You know, I'd drag them out, or I'd speed them up, or I'd do what I like to do. And she said, "Herb, you're not doing that right." And I said, "I'm doing it right for me." I said, "I got to get another accompanist who isn't going to be a prima donna." And she said, "Well, I only want you to be the best." And I said, "Well, thank you very much, but I'm not even going to be anything if I don't start where I am, you know." And so I avoided having her as my accompanist when I would sing. And that's why I oftentimes sang a cappella. But it was fun. It was fun. And I enjoyed it very much. And it was a wonderful thing. But again, like our statement here says, the woods would be silent indeed if no birds sang, except those that sang the best. And as I was walking through the woods this morning, I walked through a little later, and it was light out. I went through about 4:20, something like that, and the sun was coming up. That is not the sun, but the morning light lighting the horizon. And once the light comes up, the birds think that it's time to get up. And they're out there whistling and tweeting and singing away, and it's wonderful. They're just having a great old time. And then I hear the scurry of little feet from the animals that are going around me, the squirrels and the rodents and the lizards and whatever is out there. It's just having a great time. And the wind is blowing like crazy, and still they're singing their hearts out. They don't care if they're the best or the worst or the this or the that. They're just having a ball. Now, that's what we can do. If we're going to wait until we're the best before we give of who we are, then we may never arrive at the best because we won't have practiced, we won't have enjoyed it. By the time, theoretically, we're the best, we have no pride in ourselves, no joy in ourselves in doing it. Always give, 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 give as you go along. Always give of yourself totally, wonderfully, perfectly, happily, because now is the time. I was thinking of that this morning too. I was thinking, I'm spiritually healed. Now if I were spiritually healed, that's no big deal. That's kind of an unhappy situation to be spiritually healed, because when you're spiritually healed, you don't know that you were sick, and you don't say, I'm well now, you know. You're well. You don't say, I'm well now, because as far as you're concerned, you were never sick. You don't remember it. It's amnesia to you. So to say you're spiritually healed is kind of a heavy-duty thing, because for a human to be spiritually healed, he doesn't get the credit for having overcome something, you know. And this is something that we fight with, and we all are working on that. Now, I am spiritually illumined. That's super. That's a wonderful thing. You say, I'm spiritually illumined, and enjoy that very much, because that opens up every door. And I'm spiritually whole. Now, what does that mean? That means that every thought I think is upon the wholeness that I am. And then I thought, now, if I live in all time is now, then I'm not concerned about what happened a minute ago or what's going to happen in a minute. I'm only living in the now and enjoying every instant of living in the now. Yeah, can you do that? Can we do that? It takes a little bit of training, because even while I was meditating and saying these beautiful things to myself, my mind was going back to experiences, my mind was going forward to experiences, my mind was going to my calendar, you know, my mind was going back to something that made me think of these things, and I thought, how do you live in the now? How do you live in thinking of just what's going on right this second? It's a real challenge, but it's worthy of our working on it and training ourselves in that challenge, because if we can accomplish that challenge, we will not wait until we're the best birds to sing in the orchestra. We will sing right now, and we don't care. Hey, let's go back to Gertrude. Gertrude couldn't sing. She had no voice at all. No, she couldn't carry a tune. And so I told her, get some lessons. And so she took some lessons. And now she sings in the chorus for all of Switzerland, in the gospel chorus that had put out discs and tapes and sings at big churches and big organizations. It's a very highly, and she is included in that group because she's good. But she didn't know she was good because she didn't require the best out of her. But to require the best out of you, you have to take what you have and work on it. And so she took what she had and worked on it. And when she came here and gave us that solo concert, the first time that after she'd taken her lessons, we were utterly delighted, amazed, and chagrined. Because she stood up there and she did her vocalese. That's the training. And she did it beautifully. And it was 5 full minutes or more. And she thought nothing of it. She just sang her heart out. And it was glorious. But if she waited until she was the best before she would give her performance to us, we might never have heard it. Because now she's singing with the choir, she's singing with the large group, and she sort of is a part of the harmony rather than a soloist. But when she sang for us that day, it was one of the days to tickle my heart. Now, you see, we don't wait. We don't wait until we're the best to perform. Oh, I'm not good enough yet. Have you ever heard? People were learning how to play an instrument. I'm not good enough yet. And here's another one that really bugs me right to my soul. And anything that bugs me to my soul, you know, it's got to be something. I have surrounding me a group of Poisse ersatz ministers. You know what that means? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that means nothing. And I ask them to perform regularly, and they don't do it. I ask them to get up and give a very beautiful talk. They're not supposed to be extemporaneous because they don't know how to be extemporaneous. They're supposed to have a little outline and then go by it. But they should have a little outline. And what do they do? I talk, you know. And I think to myself, good. I don't have to sit through that garbage then. Because if you don't like it, I don't have to like it. If you don't like what you're going to do, it's going to be garbage. But don't think that. If you like what you do, you can talk about nothing and it'll sound glorious. Did you know that? You can talk about absolutely unimportant things and they will sound like the most wonderful things in the world. Because you put your love in it. You put your thought in it. You put your ideals in it. You put your wisdom in it. You put your caring in it. Don't ever make excuses. And I give you opportunities every day to speak, and you don't take them, and you don't train yourself. So you can give us your best each day. And then your best becomes better. And then after a month or two, your best becomes what you did in the past is, you say, I don't want to publish that. No, that's fine. That was you then. You had a lot of love in there. Oh, but I didn't have it organized right. I didn't have any concretism in it. I didn't have enough illustration. That's okay. Do you now? Do you now? Well, not yet. Well, keep working on it. But you need the practice of sharing and caring and giving and living it. It's wonderful. But this is what this is all about. If the forest would be silent if no birds sang except those that sang the best. You know? Mm-hmm. So, don't think you have to be good. Like what you do. Mm-hmm. That makes the difference. Mm-hmm. If you think you have to be good, you're comparing yourself to somebody else's definition of what is good. If you like what you do, then whatever you do is good. Yeah. Now, sometimes you will come back from town and you'll tell a little illustration of what went on in town or some lovely experience you had. And it's charming. It's delightful. And you say, but I want to save that for my talk. Don't. Don't save it for your talk. Give it right now. Now is the time to give it. Right now is the time to do it. And when you have your talk, if you want to give it again, wonderful. Okay. But then you'll polish it even more. You come up with even more wonderful thoughts about it that you hadn't thought about. Because had you looked around mentally and saw what was all going on around while the experience that you're talking about was going on, that makes it quite interesting. Quite interesting. So, what I'm saying is the woods would indeed be silent if only those birds who were the best sang. And our life will indeed be empty and void of any meaning or significance if we're going to wait until we're the best before we share what we are now. Now is the only acceptable time, the only time there is, and let's live in the now. Let's share in the now. Let's be the bird that sings right now. And the rest of the forest says, oh, it's wake-up time. Let's join him and sing, too. And pretty soon, the whole forest is alive. Now, how does the song go?
The fields are alive with the sound of the music.
The wonderful sound that I've heard before. The hills are alive with the sound of music. Now, you see, let that music be from your heart. So you got a froggy voice. So you have a froggy remembrance of what the tune is. So you like the tune. So you print the tune up on a little card, and you carry the card with you. And when you go walking on the path, you the hills are alive with the sound of music. You see, and you feel good, and the hills are alive with the sound of music, and the birds join back with you. And the wind rustles through the trees in harmony with what you're singing. It's wonderful when you do that. But when you don't do it, da 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 the funeral dirge. We want the hills to be alive with the sound of music and the sound coming from us and the sound coming from everybody else because we like ourselves. So if Gertrude can do it,
we can do it too.
We can do it. And if we can do it, anybody in the world can do it. Have a wonderful day. I love you very much.
Thank you.